Let's move on to myth four, if we could. Mm-hmm. This is so common, Ken. Jesus, here's the myth. Jesus is our helper and guide through life, an example to demonstrate for us what the Christian life is like. Now, it sounds like this is a yes and no answer to this myth.
Well, Jesus is our helper, and he is our guide. St. Paul says, "Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ." Or Peter writes, "Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." The problem is when Christ as our example gets so big in our sights that we lose track of Christ as our Savior. As we said previously in this series, Jesus never ceases being our Savior. I mean, even in the book of Revelation, even in glory, he's still the Lamb who once was slain. That's the primary thing that identifies him.
Okay, then how does that help us if we're just doing the ordinary thing that Christians do, and that is, and that they ought to do, and that is reading through the Gospels, the nuts and bolts of the three-year ministry of Christ?
When we see Christ showing kindness to people on the pages of the Gospels, when we see him acting in compassion toward the sick, the demon-possessed, etc., we need to recall that in all these things, he was not only our example, giving us a pattern of conduct to imitate. Mainly, he was our Savior. He became our Savior by being our substitute. When he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, for example, he was giving us an example of how we can meet the devil's temptations with the Word of God. But the most important thing was that he was not being put off of his loyalty to God, his obedience to the first commandment, and he was doing that for us in our place. If we think of Jesus primarily as an example, we're going to get caught up in how to follow that example and end up in legalism. That's the big problem with the whole "what would Jesus do" phenomenon. The big question is not what would Jesus do. The question is what Jesus did, because what he did as our Savior.
And so what you're really urging Christians to see in the Gospels is not Jesus doing things to demonstrate by way of example how we ought to follow, but doing things for us as our substitute.
You know, we can't even follow Jesus' example fully. I mean, we'd try to get ourselves hung on crosses if we did. Jesus gives us a great example in a lot of ways, but some of the things that he did were unique for him to do. We really need to attend primarily to the places where God gives commands and says, "Now, this is what you should do." And, of course, we're never going to meet those demands. We're never going to fulfill those commands from God. And that's why we need Jesus as our Savior.
Now, earlier, I remember you making reference to a passage somewhere in Philippians that it is God who works in you to will and to do that which is pleasing to his purpose. Does this verse help us, then, if we could recall that, to answer this myth about Christ being more example than Savior?
Well, I think it helps to fill it out, our consideration of this, because it points out that God doesn't only give us the power to act according to his purpose, but he also works in us the very desire to act that way. He gives us the desire to change. And there's another passage that's relevant here, too, in Galatians. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body," wrote St. Paul, "I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So he's not simply my example or my helper to do certain things. He's the one who lives in me and does these works of love through me.